So I have a few spare minutes. I've arrived to meet a girl and she's just messaged me to tell me she's going to be late. Suits me. I'm in no hurry. So I'm going to talk about how to treat people when you first meet them. One of my favorite topics, of course. But let's do it in the context of a date. And that's what this is. It's a date. It's a girl I've never met before. Met her on one of those apps. And because of the lockdown situation, we can't do the usual thing. Some girls, they come to my place and meet me there, or I go to theirs. In this case, we're meeting by a big Christmas tree on a public square. That's quite cool. I was hoping there'd be some hot chocolate or something, but looks like all that's closed. So basically, I used to get nervous before a date. I used to plan it in my head and try and imagine it working out well and really hoping that it would work well. I used to really, really kind of need that. You know, I was really like, I just wanted a girl, man. Like everything else in my life was fine. You know, I had a business that was successful. I had a really nice flat. I had plenty of good friends, plenty of money. And I remember saying to my friends quite a lot, all I need now is a girl. And, you know, the picture is complete. So I'd think about the date, you know, the Friday night that was coming up. And, you know, get all in my head about the whole thing. And then when the Friday night arrived and it was time to meet the girl, I'd be there in my new shirt, my new jacket, or some new shoes or something. You know, I really was trying hard to, you know, look right and be right. But because I was so up in my head and I put so much expectation on the date, I'd be very nervous, very in my head, quite awkward, kind of difficult to relax until I've had a few drinks. And then, of course, after a few drinks, you can be a bit of an idiot, especially if you're nervous. I have plenty of disaster dates back in my late 20s. I'm 41 now. I've had a lot of great dates since then. I've figured things out now, and I want to share with you what I do to prepare for dates so that, yeah, you treat people right when they arrive and you see the whole situation of meeting a girl in the right way, in a way that actually does work. So point number one is going to be this. You've got a date. Just calmly accept it. No need to get excited about it. No need to think about it all the time in the hours and days leading up to it. Just, you're meeting a girl. It's normal. Point number two. No girl's going to complete you. In fact, if you meet a girl with the expectation or the hope or desire or desperation, in fact, for her to like you and for it to go well, and you're hoping that she's going to complete the picture for you, and chances are that's going to come across, that needy energy is going to come across. You know, and I know that can be difficult to relax into if you've had a lot of scarcity in your life up until now. You know, if you've not been having the kind of experiences that you would like, and if dates have been a rare thing for you. But hopefully, if you're following my teachings, getting dates shouldn't be so much of a problem now, because, you know, I'm teaching you how to do it. And if, of course, you sign up to be a private coaching client of mine, I'll advise you personally and guide you through your individual situation and issues and all of that. Sticking points, they call it, don't they? So that you can calmly and confidently pursue not only a dating life that fulfills you, but a social life in general. Just able to get along with people and not feel like someone who's out of his depth or out of place. So there's that. Don't show up hoping it's going to go well. Just show up to see what happens. You know, show up and be interested in her, finding out who she is, and also letting her know who you are. Not in an overt, you know, going on all about yourself, talking about yourself constantly kind of way. Do it more subtly than that. But don't show up like trying to impress her or, you know, trying too hard. Of course, you know, dress nicely, but don't overdo it. I always dress casual all the time. I don't mean casual in like lounging around in the house kind of pajamas kind of thing. I mean like a decent pair of jeans, a decent shirt or t-shirt and a jacket or something. And clothes that actually fit me. You know, so I look all right. And yeah, so So don't make too much of an effort. You know, brush your teeth, of course. Use mouthwash, floss, so that you're not fucking things up because you smell bad. That's it. I mean, so many girls I've met who look great and have nice personalities, really fun girls, but their breath stinks, and that just ruins it for me. You know, their breath stinks because they brush their teeth in the morning, then they did a whole day at work, had their lunch and whatever, and they don't realise that bacteria is festering away in the mouth. You've got to brush your teeth at least twice a day, and certainly before a date.
I'll text this girlfriend, let me know here.
Oh no, it's cool. I've got about 10 minutes yet. So, what other points do I have? Yeah, how to arrive at the zone to be in is basically be in your body and not in your head. And that might sound hard. You might be wondering how to do that. Well, that's a large part of my teaching. You know, when you do a video call with me, I teach you the techniques that you can practice at home or in the park or on the beach. And when you're walking around town or when you meet people, you can apply the same kind of techniques, but you practice them somewhere where you won't be disturbed, like at home, so that you can become familiar with that calm, kind of learn how to release the tension, because that does take practice. And then when you're in a more like high pressure kind of situation, you'll know how to go to that place because you've been there before, that kind of softened, tension released, relaxed, calm state, which is the number one thing, really. Because otherwise you'll show up in this kind of anxious and perhaps approval-seeking kind of way. And you might behave as a child rather than as a mature adult man, which brings me around to the final point. Real man energy, you could also call it big dick energy. Really, it's the energy of a calm, mature adult man. That's what women are attracted to. If you're not bringing that, you're bringing the energy of something else, which might be that of a needy little boy or a kind of a broken man who just wants a hug, and that's not sexy, you know. So that self-assuredness is something that you develop as part of the process of evolving, you know, changing your habits, not just your habits in the things that you do, your behaviors, like, you know, including like the food you eat and the way you spend your time and all that, but also the way you think, the way you respond to life's challenges, opportunities, situations, and of course your emotions and other people too. The best way to respond to all of that is with a calm, so responding to things in a calm and considered way rather than in maybe patterns that you've been in the past which haven't been serving you. For example, overreacting, getting stressed, overthinking, getting too unhappy when things don't go your way, needing things to go your way all the time, avoiding situations that might make you feel a bit sad or frustrated or disappointed with yourself or angry at people for not giving you what you want, and all of this, learning to calmly move on from the shit of life, basically, while warmly and calmly accepting that which you do want. So when things do work out your way, you're not getting overexcited, jumping in the air, you're not like high-fiving strangers, you're not posting photographs of you and a girl on the pickup forums and Facebook groups to try and win approval from other males. You know, that's a form of not accepting that which you desire. That's a form of saying, well, I've got more than I feel like, than I deep down feel that I deserve. A success mindset is one of just being cool about the good things, just being like, yeah, of course these things are happening for me now. Sure, they weren't happening for me in the past, and I understand why, and that's cool, I can forgive that. I'm moving on from that era of my life, and now I'm open to receiving acceptance, receiving love, receiving good times, and also to women just being into me for the energy I'm bringing and who I'm showing up as, i.e. your true, authentic, masculine, adult, male, mature, calm-ass self. So yeah, there's my gold bomb for you today. Ha, hope you liked it. Now that's a form of approval seeking, isn't it? This is like when people beg you to subscribe to their YouTube channel at the start of a video before they've even presented the content to you. Approval seeking. Analyze your behavior when you interact with people. When are you behaving in an approval seeking way? When are you keeping yourself small? When are you saying idiotic things without really thinking what you're saying? You know, it's a very common thing for inexperienced men to treat females like aliens. Like, ask them really dumb questions with obvious answers, questions that you weren't really interested in the answer to. Think about that. That's what men do. Men who aren't successful in this area, at least. You know, women just want to be able to chill with you and enjoy your company and take you seriously. That's what they want. And it's hard for a chick to find a guy who's doing that because they get so excited or so nervous. But you're going to be the calm ass motherfucker. You're going to slow the fuck down. You're going to be able to sit comfortably in that tension and in that perhaps high pressure situation of dealing with a new person, encountering a new person and trying to hit it off with them. I'm not trying to hit it off. You don't try to hit it off with people. You just assume that's going to happen. Like a stand-up comedian who's trying to make you laugh, trying to be funny. He or she sucks, right? Whereas the stand-up comedian who just assumes the audience are on his wavelength, his or her wavelength, you know, on the same team, who are all here for the same reason, which is to enjoy the evening and have a good time. And, you know, trusting that you have the goods. You might have some self-doubt, you might think that you're not enough. Well, hopefully you're working through the process of doing things in life which give you a sense of accomplishment rather than shame, so that you can feel more proud of who you are and what you're about, so that you can feel more cool about what people are going to see and feel when they get a good look at you up close, experience you up close. I better reply to this girl now. Just got a text her, no problem, I'm by the Christmas tree. And I'm going to put a little icon of a Christmas tree because my phone just suggested that. That's quite cute, isn't it? Yeah, this girl's pretty cool. She's a lingerie designer from Russia, I think. And I lived in Birmingham, England, and I've used to go on dates with lingerie designers from Russia who are hot as hell. No, sir. Yeah, a bit of a sniff. Yeah, oh, things have changed. Yeah, because I used to just think that that kind of stuff, those kind of people were on a different planet to me, living in a different reality to me. I wouldn't have an interest in a dweeby little idiot like me. Then I had to calm down and connect with my power and my masculinity and, you know, handle all of this in a better way. And I wish that for you too. So, not the band, not you two, the band, I mean, like, you. Dude who's listening to this. Oh no, I hope you two are not struggling with their dating lives too. I'm sure they're all married, millionaires. I'm sure they don't have any problems. Maybe divorces. But that's for another time, that topic. Never been divorced myself. So, yeah, hopefully that's enough information for you to get a bit of a reset on your approach to dating. So don't take it too seriously. Don't get all up in your head. Just assume that there'll be plenty more dates so that you don't need to treat your next date as the most special thing ever. You don't need to be thinking about it all the time, hoping that she likes you and like checking out all of her pictures on her social media so you can kind of feast your eyes on her. Because that's a form of like, that behavior is a form of like assuming that you're not going to get with her. So you just want to kind of milk what you can from her at a distance in private, which is the same thing as what guys do on Instagram. You know, you guys follow all these hot girls on Instagram. You don't even look like that in real life. You're trying to extract value from them, you know, like admiring them shamefully in private and liking their pictures and giving them all this validation and supplication, really. You know, that's just putting them on a pedestal, which is the worst thing to do. Oh, that's another point I can make. Putting women on a pedestal and being overly gentlemanly. It's not very alpha to be a little dweeb. I mean, be a gentleman, but don't overdo it, because it reeks of neediness. And it's not much fun. It's not sexy. I used to follow a lot of advice from the pickup world, but it was really about like treating girls like they're nothing, you know, like trash, which is going in the extreme opposite direction, completely the other way. And that can work out too on a drunken night out and you meet girls in a club or something. You know, I've had plenty of success with that, but on dates, you've got to find the balance. So not like, so don't take a girl to an expensive restaurant on the first date and insist on paying and all that kind of stuff. That's really silly. It's not a sensible thing to do. And it, a lot of the time for the girl, it just reeks of like trying to impress her. And you're trying to impress her with something that ain't you. You're trying to impress her with, you know, your ability to bring expensive food into being in an expensive restaurant, which isn't really coming from your soul. You're not really showing her who you really are and what you're about. You're trying to blind her with bullshit, basically. Oh, it's getting a bit breezy now, guys. It is a cold December evening. No gloves, though. It's not quite glove temperature, so I can be grateful for that. So there you go, guys. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed that one, and that's it for now. Wishing you all the breasts, and see you on the next podcast. Cheers.